Well, here we go. To anyone who will ever listen to this, hello. First off, I hope you're all doing well. Excuse me, I'm thirsty, so I'm drinking water. I have a name, but for the sake of anonymity, I shall go by just Guy. So, what are you going to be listening to is me deconstruct my psyche. You see, I am a chicken shit. I am powerless over my fears. Now, when I mean powerless, I mean when I get scared, I can't function. Like, and by not function, maybe you should clarify. So, boy, this is tough. You see, when I get scared, when I get nervous, when I get down, depressed, my imagination starts to go wild. And by wild, I mean dark. So, an example is this. For the last 2 days, my fiance has refused to speak to me. And this has come about because I'm getting nervous about our wedding. You know, there's just a lot of logistics that are coming into play, and it's just like, oh shit, I don't think I have all the money for this. I'm scared. It's like, fuck. I'm not going to meet expectations. Then you see, that's the thing. With me, I've always been held to expectations. I have to live up to something, someone, others. I cannot just be me. I have comparisons. When I was a child, I was always compared to my uncle. They said, oh, he's really good at computers. You're kind of good at computers. You should be like him. I love my uncle to death. May he rest in peace. But, you know, I wanted to be other things. You know, maybe if I tried to actually be a basketball player. But then again, I was drinking shit there too. When I first got the ball and I traveled, double dribbled and traveled the opposite way. Didn't seem to work in my favor, so maybe sports wasn't my thing. But I could never just be Guy. You know, I had to be compared. I had to live up to someone else's expectations. I had to live up to being not just Guy. I had to be XYZ. So now, I am someone who, I guess I'm tired. And what I mean tired of living. I fantasize on my suicide. You know, I have this dream where I will be found lifeless in the desert of Las Vegas, but in my car. But but by my own hands. No one killed me. I did it to myself. I will be alone. I will be in utter darkness. And maybe the only little bit of light I'll see is the moon and the stars. But I will be alone. I probably would have convinced myself at that point that reality isn't reality. I probably would have convinced myself that in the end, all of this didn't exist. All of this was just a dream within a dream of someone who is now maybe waking up. Maybe reality is just another dimension, and suicide is that gateway to starting over. I don't know. We'll never know, because we don't know what life really is, you know? But I fantasize on that. When things get tough, I am not brave enough to confront them. I'm not brave enough to go against the obstacles and try to find ways around it. I seem to break down. I remember when I was young, I thought that by taking a crap ton of aspirin, I may not wake up. I woke up fucking cold, feeling horrible, but I woke up. But now I've had this constant fantasy that I'm going to run away to Vegas and I'm going to find my spot in the desert. And then I'll leave this place. And it is really chicken shit too. It's cowardly. Because I wasn't able to confront my fear. I've been writing journals for the last 2 days. To keep myself from fantasizing that death. I sometimes feel I have like 80,000 personalities or versions of me trying to calm one me down. Kind of like in that movie Split. You know, they take over and that one personality is dominant and is the one that's facing reality while the other one is cowardly and being protected. Kind of feel like that. Except, I guess there was a moment where the coward was finally living, but he just couldn't do it. He just could not face reality. So what do I do? I become cold. Become distant. I become not me. And it's because I'm afraid to be a failure to those that I love. The ones that matter to me. So I am that cliche that I hurt the ones I love. It is hard. It's hard to talk about this stuff. Because I feel like no one's gonna understand me. No one is gonna pat me on the back and say, you know what? I hear you. Look, I'll work with you. I don't feel that. It sucks, man. It just sucks. I guess I really... Maybe I am suicidal. But I'm so... No, not, I guess I'm not afraid of it. I mean, I can think back to the first suicidal thought I had, which is just to crash my car into the center divider of a freeway and just not care. But ultimately, I remembered and started thinking of who would be crying. And it sucked. I love my fiance, and I wish I was a very good man for her. I wish I was the man that I feel she deserves. It's weird because I wish it was me, but I'm such a chicken shit. I am a product of tons of bad choices. And I don't understand why she loves me. And I'm afraid that I'm going to make more and more bad choices. And I'm going to be responsible for not only her, but her child, her baby, and I don't know what else to do. I don't know who to turn to if something were to happen. So what I'm doing right now, this whole thing I'm doing is for others to hear me, to others maybe who might be able to relate. I don't know if you'll respond. I mean, I don't know. I just want to leave something behind. If in case I do commit suicide. I've always thought, you know, I may never be able to bear children. I may never be able to have kids. But I want to leave something behind for generations. Music's been my thing. And I've always wanted to make one good song and have that live long. But maybe this will be better, because if anyone needed help, I guess if anyone felt that no one else is thinking like they are and no one is out there living the same things as they are, well, if they come across this, well, you're not alone. I'm alone. No one knows I'm doing this. No one knows I'm recording this. No one will ever know I put this up online. If someone were to find it one day, maybe they'll understand. Hell, if all things go well, I'll look back and go, fuck, I'm glad I made it. I don't know. But this podcast that I'm going to call it. Just a podcast. It will be my thoughts, my emotions, which I'm terrible at expressing, verbalizing. That's what got me into this whole mess in the first place. I can't be me. I can't express my feelings, my anger, my frustrations. I'm silent. And it's all because I want people to like me. I want people to not hate me as much as I hate myself. So, I know. I'm fucking dramatic. It's goddamn truth. But I don't know. I just want peace. I want tranquility. I want to stop hurting. I want to stop being afraid. I want to be able to smile. I want to be able to just laugh. I want to be able to take a step forward. I want to feel the sunshine. I want to hear the birds chirping. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't want to be medicated. I want to be fixed. I feel like there's something broken in me and it's just not going away. Or it's just decaying and I'm scared to see a psychiatrist for this stuff because of the fact that if I say I'm suicidal, bam, I guess they'll throw me in the loony bin and I got bills to pay, damn it. I got so many bills to pay. I can't. So I have to keep silent. I have to keep going. I have to keep working. I have too many people depending on me. And right now, the one that depended the most on me, she fucking hates me. And if ever she heard this, I don't know what she'll do. My mind's imagination goes towards she'll hate me. She'll pity me. But she'll be disgusted with me. She really hates me for so many reasons. And she puts them aside in hopes that I'll be okay. I don't know what to do. I can't go to my friends. Can't go to my best friend. Even though he says I can call him, I can text him, I can't. Because I feel scared. I know this storm is just starting. It's gonna get worse. So I don't know what I'm gonna do. How I'm gonna be. I have this idea that if I were to commit suicide, I have to make sure I am the most hated person ever. Because I don't want anyone pitying me. I'd rather they hate me than they cry for me and then blame themselves or anything. It's just, guy was an idiot. Guy was a jackass. Guy took up a lot of space, took up a lot of our breathing. just don't know. I feel like I'm walking through life and just waiting for the right opportunity just to have something just take it away from me, end me all. Or I just somehow grow balls and do it myself. You know, when I hear those Linkin Park songs, God, I can relate. Because all of it was just that. He just got tired. So, whoever listens to this, you're going to hear me talk about my feelings. Talk about my fear, talk about my frustration, talk about you're gonna hear me talk to myself literally, because a lot of times that's what I'm doing, is especially in my journaling, is just me writing back to myself, hey guy, I know you feel like shit, so I'm gonna try to help you. Don't think this, don't let the darkness consume you. But what more? I don't know. So I don't know if this would help or not. So we'll see. So to anyone who listens, just keep listening. And join me. Hopefully. In the sunlight.